Let's go back now to the actual evening, the first evening. You're in the limo. You were at an upscale club of some sort. Tell us how you actually met the senator. Well, this is back in 1999. And what happened?
And this is the funny part. Everyone goes, well, you knew he was involved in politics. I'll be honest with you, I had no idea he was involved in politics.
Really?
I was introduced to Senator Obama by my limo driver, who I had had on an earlier occasion.
This was in the club?
No, actually, I was introduced to Mr. Obama when I got out of the limo by the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were friends. Like I told you earlier, I wanted to clarify something real quick in regards to a lot of people are saying, well, this is a sex act. I was not introduced to Senator Obama in any effort or attempt at a sexual encounter of any kind. It
mm-hmm.
was actually to meet someone that I might be able to, you know, to sit down and actually enjoy a conversation with.
Well, was Obama just on the street, happened to be walking by the limo? What was the deal?
No, actually, the limo driver, from what I understand, had called him and told him to meet us there.
Oh, really?
Because, like I said, when we got there and the driver opened the door, that's when the driver had introduced Obama to me.
Hmm.
And
Was Senator Obama alone at the time?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we went in, we had drinks. You know, it was a casual conversation. I had, you know, told him why I was in the Chicago area, what I was doing there. There were some conversations regarding what I did for a living, which were not so legal at the time. You know, I have to be honest about myself as well as about anything else. You know,
can you give the name of the club that you went into?
I really can't, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I can't because I'm almost 90% sure I remember the name, but I can't be 100% sure, and I'm waiting on some credit card statements from Citigroup. On my credit card that was used in the club, so that when I do give the club's name, I give the correct name.
So you're seeking records going back to 1999.
And Citigroup has confirmed that they can get them for us. It's
all
just
right.
Going to take them a little bit of time.
All right. Well, there's a lot of pressure. I wouldn't hold my breath, but I understand. All right. So you're introduced to him. You go into the club. You sit down. You start chit-chatting with him. What's the common ground here? I don't quite understand that. Why would he want to speak to you, and why would you want to speak to him? I think I can understand that more easily. But there must have been some reason the driver wanted to put you two together.
Well, I had told the driver the incident before when I hired the company to take me out with my godson that I was going to spend another night out, that I wanted, you know, to meet people around Chicago. I wanted to know something about Chicago. I've lived all over this country, from New York to California, Miami, Texas, as well as Mexico.
Okay.
Funny thing is I'd never even been in the Chicago area until I went for my godson's graduation.
All right, so they hooked you up with a driver who was well-connected. He knew
well, the driver, the way I understand it from the introduction and from my conversation with the driver was that he was introducing me to a friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
He was not introducing me to someone of power. He was introducing me to a personal friend of his.
Hmm.
Right. You know, the conversations were very light and casual.
Did he tell you about his background at the time? Did he tell you, by the way, I'm such and such?
He never identified himself as a state senator or representative in any way. He did acknowledge that he was in the legal field and worked in public service.
Uh-huh.
Which is fine for me because, you know, when I'm out and about, I have friends in Texas that I've taken out in limos regularly. I spent the summer of 2000 for a month and a half with First Class Limousine Service out in Myrtle Beach meeting people, and I'll tell you, I just like to get to meet people and talk casually. I really don't want to get personal and know a lot, you know, about them and get involved in anything that can come back.
Right.
And people are saying the same thing. They're going, well, why did you wait so long? Well, to be honest with you, I moved to Mexico a couple of years later. I've only been back in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
since February of 2006.
All right. Without going into specific detail right now about your background, it seems rather clear that you you were not hurting for cash flow, at least at some points in your recent adulthood.
Not in any way.
Okay, all right. Well, money does things. So you're in the club. You have a few drinks. We got a break coming up here in just a minute or two, so we'll do that. We'll pick the story up. But you're talking, chit-chatting. And how are you struck by Barack Obama? Obviously, you've got along well with him. Was there anything particular about him that you remember that was interesting to you?
Yeah, the part about it to me is all my life my gut's been a judge of character to me. And I felt so comfortable talking around him, so comfortable enough that I actually revealed some things about myself that could put me away for quite a bit of time.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's just like the flow of conversation and the comfortable, you know, the comfort level there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've told people when they say, well, how did the drug issue come up? I mean, I had to have felt that comfortable because I'm the one that brought the drug issue up, not him.
All right. Well, okay. And we're back talking to Mr. Larry Sinclair. All right, Larry, let's go back to the club. How did the issue of drugs come up and so forth? And just go ahead and tell the story.
Okay. Senator Obama and I have been talking, you know, just chit-chatting, you know, basically about pretty much nothing. I made it very clear that at the time, you know, I enjoyed enjoying myself. I didn't have a problem spending money.
Mm-hmm.
I had made the comment to him after I felt comfortable with him that I could use a couple of lines to wake up. I had been extremely tired. I had only flown in after being on the road for 4 days prior to flying into Chicago. And he had made the comment to me if I was referring to coke, and I told him I was. And when I told him that's what I was referring to, Senator Obama had stated to me that he could get it for me. At that time, he made a phone call. After he made the phone call, we left. We got in a limo. Senator Obama was the one that instructed the driver where we were going. I'm going to say maybe at the most approximately 30 minutes of driving, we stop. Mr. Obama tells me he'll be right back. He gets out. In less than 5 minutes, he's back in the car.
What kind of a neighborhood was it?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't pay that much attention to it.
Okay.
It was dark. The windows are tinted. I really didn't pay that much attention to it.
Did you talk to the driver while Obama was out of the car at all? Do you remember?
I was speaking to the driver. The privacy window was down at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, that's when I was made very clear at the time that the driver was, in fact, a personal friend. Because the driver knew from the previous engagement that I had with him that I wanted to get something to wake up from.
All right, very good.
Okay.
So he comes back to the car.
He comes back to the car, and this is something that people are challenging on the Internet at this time. They're referring to me being racist, saying the white guy wants powdered coke, the black guy wants crack coke. In all honesty, I had no idea that he purchased anything for anyone but me.
Okay.
He gets back in the car. He hands me the packet. I have a CD case from a CD that I had put in the limo with me. I take the CD case. I pour some out on the CD case and make three lines on it.
Mm-hmm.
I kneel down into the floorboard of the limo and rest the CD case on Senator Obama's left leg. And with the rolled up dollar bill, I do a line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I make the approach on Senator Obama as far as the sexual gesture by rubbing up his leg into his crotch area.
How long, Larry, had you been of a homosexual lifestyle at that point?
I have been gay all of my life. I had a violent temper when I was a very young kid. I guess today they call it ADDT or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A doctor, when I was 7 years old, told my parents that I was gay. I was very bright as a kid. I knew I was gay. I was never in the closet. And that brought a lot of heat. You know, you have to fight off, you know, people in the South and in those days, you know. But, I mean, I've never been married. I've never had kids. I have always been openly gay from a very young age of childhood.
Well, some of the bigots in the South probably came after you as well as they might hassle some African-Americans. Same kind of hate.
Oh, Oh, trust me. I still have friends that I grew up with and the families that live back there that'll tell you I probably had to fight off the Klan more than they did. Because it's one thing to be white and have African-American friends. It's another thing to be a faggot and white and have African-American friends in the South.
All right. So we're back in the car. You rub, allegedly, Obama's leg. You've done the line. What happens?
Senator Obama starts to become excited. he starts running his fingers through my hair. I'm doing another line, and while I'm doing another line, his pants are unzipped by him, not by me.
We don't need the actual details about this, but go ahead and tell the story.
It progresses from there. In the course of performing a sex act, Senator Obama actually asked for my lighter. So when I get up to give him my lighter, it's at that time that I see the other packet of crack cocaine and the glass cylinder that he's putting it in. I had no idea that he had it. I didn't even know that he used it. He did ask me if I wanted to smoke any, and I had told him no, that I did not smoke anything other than cigarettes at that point. I had years earlier and developed a severe case of pneumonia, and I had not since then. So, you know, things went on while he's smoking. I'm performing the sex act. When all is said and done, you know, it's a relatively good evening.
How did the evening end? How long? You were parked in the limo.
No, we weren't parked. We were driving around the entire time.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, obviously, the driver, if this is all as presented, was a man of considerable discretion. And knew how to drive and where to drive, I guess.
Oh, no, we were driving the whole time because when the sex act ended, you know, clothes were back on. I mean, I had a drink in my hand. He had a drink in his hand. I even stood up through the moonroof of the limo and lost a baseball cap that had been given to me by a friend that if I had lost it would have killed me. So I had the driver actually pull over, and I got out of the limo and ran down the freeway to pick up the hat. So, I mean, the night ended pretty much, you know, like any normal night would. We, like I said, we had a few more drinks. We both decided to call it an evening.
You had the drinks, you had the drinks where?
In the limo. We had,
okay.
Oh, there was
a full bar in the limo. All right, okay.
Well, not a full bar. I carry Absolute everywhere I go. You know, anytime I'm in a limo, I have to have Absolute or Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bottle of Crown Royal and a bottle of Chivas Regal as well.
All right. So how long was the evening in its totality? How many hours would you say you spent with the senator?
Well, sat talking at the bar for maybe an hour, hour and a half. The limo, I would say another 2 hours, maybe 3.5-4 hours.
Okay. And how did the evening end? Who went where and how?
At the end of the evening, we decided to call it an evening. At that time, the driver told me that it would be easier for him to go ahead and drop me off at the hotel and that he could take Barack back to his car.
All right.
So I said, fine. I had no problem with it. They were friends. They knew each other.
All right. And let me go back to the crack cocaine issue. We have a break here also. But very briefly, how many times did you see the senator engage in using crack cocaine in the limousine?
3.
Okay. All right, stand by. We'll come right back.